Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ninenam Hangsing. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has underscored India's commitment to deepening economic ties with Cyprus as he addressed the business roundtable in Limassol during his official visit. Prime Minister said that beginning the first visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Cyprus in 23 years with a business roundtable highlights the importance India places on economic engagement. He noted Cyprus has long been a trusted partner with significant investments flowing into India and added that many Indian companies view Cyprus as a gateway to Europe.
Cyprus lambe samay se hamara vishwasniya partner raha hai aur Bharat mein yahan se ullekhaniya nivesh bhi hua hai. कई भारतीय कंपनियों ने भी साइप्रस को यूरोप का गेटवे के रूप में ही देखा है आज आपसी व्यापार 150 मिलियन डॉलर पहुंच गया है लेकिन हमारे रिश्तों की वास्तविक क्षमता इससे बहुत अधिक है
Mr. Modi highlighted India's transformation through structural reforms. He stressed that India is now not only focused on the ease of doing business, but also on the trust of doing business, supported by clear policies and a stable political environment. He said, over the last 10 years, India has witnessed a digital revolution, making financial inclusion a global example. He welcomed ongoing discussions to bring Cyprus into the UPI network.
पिछले 10 वर्षों में डिजिटल रिवॉल्यूशन आया है फाइनेंशियल इंक्लूजन एक मिसाल बना है यूपीआई के माध्यम से आज विश्व का 50% डिजिटल ट्रांजैक्शन भारत में होता है फ्रांस जैसे कई देश इससे जुड़े हैं साइप्रस को भी इससे जुड़ने के लिए बात चल रही है और मैं इसका स्वागत करता हूं
In the second leg of his visit, Prime Minister Modi will travel to Kananaskis today to participate in the G7 summit at the invitation of his Canadian counterpart Mark Carney. Mr. Modi will also hold several bilateral meetings on the sidelines of the summit. Home Minister Amit Shah reviewed the preparation for the forthcoming census with the Union Home Secretary and other senior officials in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Shah said in a social media post that the Gazette notification of the census will be issued today. The census will include caste enumeration for the first time. The Home Minister said as many as 34 lakh enumerators and supervisors and around 1.3 lakh census functionaries will conduct the operation with cutting-edge mobile digital gadgets. The census will be conducted in two phases. As a run-up to International Day of Yoga 2025, Akashvani News Kohima brings you a special series, Practice Yoga for Good Health and Wellness. Each day, we discover different postures to stay healthy with yoga. This morning, we explore on Sitali Pranayama. Sitali means cooling. It also means calm and passionless. As the name indicates, this pranayama cools the mind and body. It is specially designed to reduce the body temperature. Practice of this pranayama brings harmony in the body system and calms the mind. It relieves indigestion and phlegm or bile-related disorders, helps treat chronic dyspepsia and spleen issues, and benefits skin and eyes. In the wake of a tragic helicopter crash near Gaurikund in Uttarakhand, the Ministry of Civil Aviation has directed the Directorate General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, to enforce strict safety protocols for helicopter operations in sensitive areas like Kedarnath Valley. The ministry stressed that passenger safety is non-negotiable and warned operators against flying in unsafe weather or violating operational rules. To ensure further safety, all helicopter services in the region will be halted for 2 days. The Uttarakhand Civil Aviation Development Authority has been instructed to conduct a thorough review of all helicopter operators and pilots before flights resume. Additionally, a command and control room is to be set up to monitor real-time flight operations and alert authorities in case of any risk. An investigation by the Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau is underway. Following 3 months of relentless investigation into a burglary at the Malkhana evidence storage room of the prosecution inspector's court in Kohima on March 22, Kohima police have apprehended the prime suspect, Kevichuto Chuse, 28 years old. The daring burglary took place between 1 a.m. and 2 a.m. when unidentified perpetrators forcibly entered the secure facility with the objective of stealing 45 soap cases containing suspected heroin, a staggering 675 grams of the illegal illegal drug, which was being held as crucial court evidence. After working tirelessly for nearly 3 months, the investigation led by SDPO North Kohima Sheta Lohe culminated on June 13 with the arrest of the prime suspect. The accused, Mr. Chuse, has been remanded to judicial custody as the probe intensifies to recover the stolen heroin and identify any accomplices. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.